This is the President's Club, brought to you by Aikenhead's Farm and Choice. Today we're talking with Richard Dean, the senior warden at Renfrew's local Masonic Lodge. Richard, thank you so much for your time. People may not know this, but the Freemasons have a deep, rich history of helping people in a sort of a charitable sense. Give us kind of a background on just how this current version of the Freemasons came to be.
So 1717 was when the first Grand Lodge was formed, so just over 300 years ago, the fraternity is over 300 years old. Originally, when it all kind of came together, you had stonemasons building castles and stuff in the Middle Ages. They had groups and they got together and formed lodges of their own, and people around them just saw that these were really good people. They had really high expectations, and then historically, people wanted to join that organization, and over time, they became less stonemasons and more what we call Freemasons or non-operative Masons. And so that's kind of how that all formed historically. There's just a bunch of like-minded individuals that just wanted to do good in the community and in the world. And that's kind of what we're all about today still.
So what are some of the good things that our local lodge does day in and day out?
A lot of different charitable things that we do. We adopted the Gillen Road between the water tower and the highway. So we work to clean that up. We do that a couple times a year. The Thompson Hill Cemetery is run by a not-for-profit board. So we go up there a few times a year. The Masons go up there. We have a big spring cleanup, and then we go up there a few times a year and maintain that cemetery and keep it all cleaned up. Bursaries for the high schools, for both high schools every year. We have a group called the Renfrew Charity Focus Group. That's our registered charity within the Masons. It's a really good organization. It's run by a bunch of Masons, by a board of directors, and they determine where funds go when we're going to actually give funds away. So we recently provided a bunch of winter clothing for a family that was in need. They reached out and we heard about this need and just did that.
What are some major projects within the Renfrew area that you're particularly proud of?
I think one of the things, the coolest things in Renfrew that's very specific to Renfrew Lodge is our forefathers purchased the O'Brien apartment. So we own the building that we're in, which is really cool. We're able to be good landlords and provide, you know, a place to live that is affordable. Like when we look at some of the cost of housing, the apartments there are more reasonably priced versus what we're seeing out in the market. And we do that because we're not looking to, it's not privately owned where we're looking to make a lot of profit. So I'm super proud that we're able to provide, you know, 17 residential units and homes to people at a reasonable price.
What would you say is maybe a next step for the lodge in terms of continuing to improve in Renfrew?
I think one thing that's a priority for us is we want to build membership, right? So the more people that we have, the more good we can do. And that's just kind of the way it works in any organization, right? It doesn't matter if you're talking about the Lions Club or the Rotary or anybody. The more people you have, the more many hands make light work, they say, right? So we're always looking to build that membership. And then I think the more people we have, the more good we can do. Obviously, we generate more funds. We have more money to play with and give away. And
you know, I think back a couple of years ago, you had an open house to kind of introduce people to Freemasonry and what you do, trying to take the mysticism and the conspiracy out of the day-to-day operations. In fact, I think you call the Freemasons the worst-kept secret in Renfrew. What would you say to someone to kind of dispel that mysticism around the whole group?
It's a great question. I appreciate you asking me. I think the number one thing is people will tell you that Freemasonry is a secret society, and it absolutely is not. We put our signs on every, when you drive into town, they're on every board where there's a Masonic Lodge with a square and compass and the different body symbols and stuff. So, but it is a society that does have a few secrets. So there are some secrets. We keep them because it makes the degrees that we do and the different levels of being a Mason intriguing and interesting, and it also is a way for us to recognize you. So the awesome thing about me being a Freemason is I can go to any country in the world, walk into a lodge, and because I know some of those secrets, they can recognize me as a Freemason, and I can sit with someone in a lodge and be treated like a brother anywhere in the world. It's an incredible feeling. But the one thing I want to tell you is many people come to us and join the Freemasons, and they said, oh, I would love to have done this long ago, but nobody ever asked me. And we have a rule at the Freemasons that we just don't ask people. So anyone can be a Freemason. It's not some crazy elite society like some people think. We have people from all walks of life. But you have to ask us, not the other way around. Nobody, even if you know someone who's a really good friend, they're just never going to ask you. You've got to ask them. And then that's it. Then we start following the procedure from there.
And on the note of asking rather than expecting, I do know that the Freemasons often respond when somebody does ask for help. Is there an example of that here in the community? And how could people reach out to you as well?
We got involved last year in Freaky Friday, which is an incredible event the BIA runs, and they do such a good job with that. And it was nice to be involved in that last year. So we're hoping to continue with that. There's not a lot of projects in the works right now. We're going to continue to do the things that we do. But if there ever is a need, people can definitely reach out to the lodge if there's a need in the community. And it's something we can always entertain, right? If it falls within our kind of guidelines of what we can do.
Well, Richard Dean, Senior Warden, second in command with our local Masonic Lodge, thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Well, it was great chatting with you today.
And remember, for more features as part of our President's Club series, visit renfrewtoday.ca.